All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Farga podcast. Host Dr. Farga. This episode will be reviewing The Goonies, which is a 1985 American adventure comedy film co-produced and directed by Richard Donner from a screenplay by Christopher Columbus based on a story by executive producer Steven Spielberg. In the film, a band of kids who live in the Goondocks neighborhood of Astoria, Oregon, attempt to save their homes from foreclosure, and in doing so, they discover an old treasure map that takes them on an adventure to unearth the long-lost fortune of One-Eyed Willie, a legendary 17th-century pirate. And during the entire adventure, they're chased by a family of criminals who also want the treasure for themselves. So let me go into this one. Facing foreclosure of their homes in the Goondocks area of Astoria, Oregon, to an expanding country club, a group of children who call themselves the Goonies gather for a final weekend together. Goonies include Optimus Mikey Wash, his older brother Brandon, the inventive Data, the talkative Mouth, and the overweight Klutz Clunk, or Chunk. Rummaging through the Walsh's attic, they come across a 1632 doubloon and an old treasure map purporting to lead to the famous pirate One-Eyed Willie's hoard located somewhere nearby, who Mikey considers to be the original Goonie. The kids evade Brandon and make their way to an abandoned restaurant on the coast that coincides with the map. Brandon soon follows alongside Andy, a cheerleader with a crush on him, and Steph, Andy's friend. Coop quickly discovers the derelict restaurant is hideout of the Fratelli crime family, Princess Jake and their mother Mama. Goonies find an underground tunnel in the basement and follow it, but Chunk is captured by the Fratellis and imprisoned with their deformed and immensely stronger younger brother Sloth. The Fratellis intimidate Chunk until he reveals that where the Goonies have gone and begin pursuit. Chunk is left behind with Sloth, but befriends him. After Sloth frees both of them to get a candy bar, Chunk calls the police, and he and Sloth follow the Fratellis. The Goonies evade several deadly booby traps along the tunnels while staying ahead of the Fratellis. Finally, they reach the grotto where Willie's pirate ship, the Inferno, is anchored. The group discovers the ship is filled with treasure, and they start filling their pockets, but Mikey warns them not to take any on a set of scales in front of Willie, by considering that they would be their tribute to him. As they leave the ship, the Fratellis appear and strip them of their loot. They make the Goonies walk the plank until Chunk arrives with Sloth and distracts the Fratellis long enough for the Goonies to jump overboard. The Fratellis proceed to grab all the treasure they can, including those on Willie's scales. This triggers another booby trap that causes the grotto to cave in. With Sloth's help, the Goonies and the Fratellis escape. Two groups emerge on Astoria's beach where they reunite with the Goonies' families and the police. The Fratellis are arrested, but Chunk prevents Sloth from also being taken, as do the other Goonies. He invites Sloth to live with him, which he accepts. As the kids describe their adventure to their parents, Mikey discovers that his marble bag filled with gems he took from the ship had not been taken by the Fratellis. Mikey's father triumphantly rips up the foreclosure papers, declaring that they have enough money to negate the foreclosure. As the Goonies celebrate, they see the Inferno having broken free of the grotto, sailing off into the distance. And that's how the movie ends. Really good stuff here. This is like one of the best movies ever. You know, it's fantastic, especially when Chunk is being interrogated and he's like telling him all of his secrets, and then they get the Data, who's like the Inspector Gadget, and it's pretty good. Instant classic. Peace, peeps, have a good one. Peace, podcast, Corn Center, myself, Sir William, Suited on, Rockstar Ryan, and our producer, Joe G's. Peace, peeps, have a good one.